Hey, good people, what's up? It's your girl, Miss Tish, checking in. And you know, I just wanted to touch on a very, very controversial topic that basically has remained controversial through the ages, probably since the existence of man and woman, or, you know, intimacy. And that is the topic of love and lust. Can you tell the difference? Can you love someone without having physical contact with them? Can you love someone without having sex with them? And if you have sex with someone, let's just say in a fast amount of time, is that love or is it lust? Does that feeling of having sexual contact or sexual intercourse with that person, you know, immediately or, you know, fast, quickly, does that carry on? Does that convert to love? Can love be found in that? And if so, is it the pure love? So can love be born out of lust? And can you love someone without having physical intercourse or sexual intercourse with them? You know, the reason why I want to touch on this topic is because I think it's important. I mean, me personally, what do I feel about it? I personally feel that, yes, you can love someone. You can love someone without having sexual intercourse with them. I personally believe that sexual intercourse should not be the first thing, I guess, to check off on the list. I believe in taking a more spiritual approach. Because, you know, and don't get me wrong, I've done the lust thing. Now, I'm not a saint. Like, you know, I don't just sit around and be like, oh, let me see. No, you know, I've done the lust thing. I mean, I'm human, you know, so, and being human, I know that the first thing in regards to us humans, whether male or female, is physical attraction. It's visual. So, you know, I believe that that's where lust is born. But I believe that love is deeper. You know, it has to transcend, or how can I say, it's just on a deeper level than just the physical. You know, for me, I'm such a lover. Like, I'm a lover. I am a romantic, you know, and I love hard. Like, and so when I love someone, that's it. I love them. Like, there's not anyone that can pull me away from that person. I'm not interested in nobody else. I don't hear nobody else. I don't see nobody else. You feel me? That person that I love, they're on my mind. They're in my heart. They're in my soul. You know, and I love them wholeheartedly and unconditionally. You know, but there has to be some physical attraction there too. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to, you know what I'm talking about? Wake mama up. You know what I'm saying? Get it. You know what I'm saying? You know? So, but yeah, so back to the question, you know, can you love someone without having sexual intercourse with them? I believe so. And I believe that if you can achieve that with a person to where you have a bond mentally and spiritually and, like, you know, emotionally, oh my God, the sex, when you do have the sex, it's gonna blow both of you guys' minds, because you're already connected on a higher level. The lust part, the physical attraction, oh shit, he fine as fuck, oh shit, she, you know what I'm saying, she got a fat ass, I wonder what the, that's temporary, you know what I'm saying, because you could delve into that and then find out that person is, has the ugliest soul. Oh God, I'm sorry, I'm always yawning. I do these things, my podcast, I'm doing this, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, but anyway, please excuse me. But that person, you know, that you see has that physical outside appearance, they can have the ugliest soul, you know, just the ugliest attitude, and you know, make it really hard for you to love them. But if you fall in love with someone's spirit, you know, their heart, their soul, their mind, then all that other shit don't matter. You know what I'm saying? That's the deeper connection. And I feel like there are so many of us that are functioning out of lust. You know, it's I can't say it's really toned down, because to me, like, that's just the way of the world. And I feel like if you're able to find somebody that you could connect with on a different level, on a whole nother level, and you guys are attached emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and y'all haven't even had sex yet, oh my God, you are fucking winning. You hit the fucking jackpot, because so many people, you're vibrating on a level that's higher than most, you know, and because so many people are functioning out of lust right now. I mean, it's never gonna go away, but I know y'all remember, it was like a fucking epidemic where every, I'll say 3 to 5 seconds, you saw a female's ass twerking, blah, 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 you know, and it was just too much. It just got to the point to where it's too much. I thank God that it's kind of died down a bit. You know, I mean, we females, we still like to have fun. We still gonna twerk. We still gonna do our thing, but it had really just got out of hand. Like, I mean, the Jezebel spirit was running rampant, honey. And them asses was wiggling and jiggling. And every man was stuck on his phone, scrolling, you know. Just, ugh, it's just gross, you know. And it's gross, not saying that sex is a bad thing, but it's just so shallow. Like, there's nothing there. You know, when you can't connect with someone on a deeper level, like, there's nothing there. Just having sex with somebody is just so fucking shallow, and it's empty, you know. And I ain't gonna lie, you know, I done had my my share of empty episodes, you know. Some of them I may have went in hoping to you know, come out with something greater, and some of them I went into, you know, knowing that that's all I wanted, you know. Yeah, so don't get it twisted, guys. You know, there are some females that have that male mentality where they just looking at you like they just want to hit too. You know, they're operating strictly out of lust, and, you know, they want to see if they can conquer you. But like I was saying, like, for me, I believe that you can totally fall in love with someone without having sexual intercourse with them. And I believe that once you come together, that sex is going to be so motherfucking bomb. Woo! Better than any lusty sex ever. I mean, and especially if you're open and, you know, willing to explore, it's just, oh my God, it's just going to be so great, because when you connect on that other level, God is there. You know, when you connect on a spiritual, mental level, God is there. You know, when you're connecting on that less level, that's a low vibration, you know, and God ain't, you know what I'm saying, God ain't in that, you know. So, you know, for me, I spent a lot of time seeking to find that
special connection I could have with someone, where we're connected on a spiritual level, on a mental level, on an emotional level, you know, basically our hearts match. And it's such a good feeling. You know, I can say that I found that, and I don't ever want to let it go. I would never trade what I feel right now with knowing that God is in the middle of what I am going through right now with lust. Not even a fucking fair trade-off at all. Totally losing with lust, you know. Now, lusty sex, it can be fun, you know. It can be fun. Excuse me, I'm yawning again. I don't know. Maybe y'all just got to get used to me yawning. It could be super fun. But, you know, it's not very long-lasting. And especially today, you know, everybody's jumping in and out of beds. You know, you got females that's proud to be the side chick. They don't really care, you know. They don't care. They strictly operate out of lust, and we'll just say lust, and they're money motivated. So, you know, but to find somebody, oh God, where, you know, you are open, you're fully open and receptive to love, and you are letting pure love flow out of you into that person, and it's flowing back from that person to you. Oh baby, honey, that's enough right there to keep me wet for a lifetime. You know, whew, letting pure love flow like that and hearts connected, baby. I'm good for a lifetime. That's why I say I don't even need to see nobody else. I can't hear nobody else. None of that. Yeah, I'm gonna have to start this podcast over.
So yeah, my mind had went like to a whole nother place, and but I'm back. So, you know, like I was saying, when you're open and, you know, you are letting pure love flow from you and pure love is flowing back to you, oh my God, like, come on, guys. Come on, y'all. Wake up now, sisters. That's the good shit. That's the nectar. You know, that's that good shit. You know, and I'm not gonna lie. It has not been easy for me to find. And I say that to say, I say it has not been easy for me to find. I don't really think that I was searching for it. I know that I constantly prayed for it. And, you know, I kept myself open. In every situation, you know. And with that being said, like I said, it's been a long time. And it's been a rough journey. It's been a bumpy journey, a rocky journey, a lonely journey. But it's also been a fulfilling journey. I've grown a lot, you know. And I just find that when you take sex out of the equation and getting to know someone, you're actually able to get to know that person. You know, when sex is out of the equation, you can see and feel that person's heart. You can feel that person's soul. I'm not gonna lie, you know, my gifts, that God has gifted me with so many gifts, you know, I can hear his thoughts, you know, I can feel his emotions, and
he can fill minds. And I know it because I will put something out there and I won't verbalize it. I will mentally think it. You know, I'll think something like, baby, let me know. Let me know that you blah, blah, blah. And boom, you know, here it comes. You know, here, there goes my sign. Oh my God, what is this on the back of this window? Only love. Okay, so, you know, things, the universe will, I'll say the universe, I'll say God will conspire with you to let you know, like, yeah, you know, it's real. So, can you love someone without having sex with them? My answer, if y'all ain't figured it out by now, if y'all ain't heard it, is yes. You know, but you have to be open to actually giving and open to and receptive to receiving love from that person. You know, can you love someone after the initial contact has been lust? I believe you can. I believe it can be done, but I don't believe that, I don't believe it's that it's gonna be that good shit. I don't believe it's gonna be that real shit, you know, because I don't know how you can, I don't think, and this is just from my experience, that you can formulate pure love out of lust. I don't think so. I just don't think you can do that. I think, you know, to get pure love, you know, you have to have, there is a totally different approach that you have to take. But anyways, I was just rambling, you know, I may do this from time to time. You know, I'm in the process right now of working with my girl, Miss Cleo Cartel. She's going to be coming on Let Me Straddle Your Brain podcast as my first guest. Yeah, because it would be nice for me to actually have a conversation with someone. And Cleo is amazing. She has a heart of gold, totally down to earth. Oh my gosh, she's a serial entrepreneur. When I say Cleo is, she makes her own lines of soaps. She has a marketplace. She sings. She paints. I don't know of anything that Cleo does not do. So I'm excited to, about having my big sis on with me. I believe that her and I, you know, I believe that some of my new friends, well, many of my new friends were brought into my life by God. And Cleo is definitely one of them. We came together through someone else. So, you know, like I said, you know, I can't wait to have her on because I know she has a lot to say about any and everything. You know, she's very passionate about any and everything that she does. So, sis, you know, I'm waiting for you, for us to have our first sit down and our first podcast. Of course, you know, I would never and couldn't think of anyone else that I would want to have as my first guest. So be on the lookout for, an episode coming with me and Miss Cleo Cartel. You can find her on Facebook if you're curious, and by just typing in Cleo Cartel. It's pretty much that simple. So, this was just a little ramble and a little rant from me, about love and lust and, you know, the feeling of love is just so powerful and so, freeing. It's like you feel free, but you also feel kind of protected. I don't know, baby, whatever it is, I love it. I don't want it to stop. I want it to just grow. But yeah, this is your girl, Miss Tish. I'm signing off. I'm tired. It's 1:30 in the morning. I just had this on my mind because I had this feeling of love all over me, and I just wanted to share with y'all and express my viewpoint on love and lust. Didn't really get to go into it as much as I would love to. I think it's something that I definitely need to have the conversation with others. So more than likely, I'll revisit this subject with a guest or two. You know, just to mix it up a little bit. But nevertheless, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to Let Me Straddle Your Brain podcast. This is your girl once again, Miss Tish, signing off. Peace and love. And don't forget to share this podcast with your friends, with your families. Share it on social media. You know, help your girl out. If you know someone that you feel would be a great guest and has, you know, a great point of view and opinion on various topics, by all means, recommend them to me. I would love to chat with them and, you know, let me straddle their brain and I let them straddle mine. Possibly. Yeah. But anyways, like I said, this is your girl, Miss Tish. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time. And like I said, be on the lookout for the episode coming with me and the amazing Cleo Cartel. Peace and love.